Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Anne Frawley Mangan is an experienced educator, presenter, pastoral worker, creative director, and artist. She specialises in using the arts to enhance liturgy, prayer, and religious education. Anne presents, leads, and prepares liturgy locally, nationally, and internationally, and taught at Holy Spirit Seminary and Australian Catholic University for many years. She's presently on the pastoral team at All Saints Parish, Albany Creek.
G'day everyone. I'm coming to you from Turrbal country here in Brisbane, and I would just love to pay respect to the people of the Turrbal mob who have cared for our land for so long. We appreciate it and we pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. We've traditionally known this reading as Jesus cleansing the temple. So it kind of brings up the idea of how did Jesus feel about the temple? He was fairly miffed in this reading, but how did he feel at heart about the temple? So Jesus was a Jew, remember. He was a very devoted Jew, brought up in a Jewish family, who observed the laws, the rituals, the feasts, all things Jewish. Jesus taught in synagogues. He worshipped at the temple. Even in this, his final week, he found himself going to the temple, and his disciples did so too. Even after he was no longer physically with them, we know that Peter and Paul and the others all went to the temple to worship. They were Jews. I'm thinking that he probably felt the same way as many of us do about our capital C churches. We go there at our hour of need. We love our churches. Jesus loved being Jewish. Well, most of it, maybe. Same for us. In spite of all the bad bits, we love our church. As Peter said to Jesus, when Jesus said to him, "Are you going to leave me too?" And Peter said, "Where would we go?" I feel that way about my church. But Jesus was angry. Angry enough to throw tables. Something had happened to really, really upset him. Now, we might feel angry at times about our own church. Things like sexual abuse, the role of women, the fact that we feel it's stuck in the past. Maybe the attitude to LGBTQ+ or divorced people. I guess we're mostly angry at the hierarchy, but also we can have our issues with other folks in the pews or those who aren't anymore in the pews. They look different. They prefer different music, preaching, pastors, vestments, how to spend the money, and the big one, of course, the liturgy and worship styles. So in today's gospel, Jesus got as mad as, well, hell. He was cranky. Now, anger is just an emotion like any other, but somehow it gets a bad rap. Now, I'm a one on the Enneagram, so anger is a bit of a thing, and I often wonder why it gets such a bad rap. My mum used to say it was good to let it out, and that when you did, you'd never get ulcers. So I'm not sure if that's right, but I never have had an ulcer. A good hissy fit certainly gets attention. So when Jesus turned those tables over of the money changers, we certainly sit up, we notice, we pay attention. Well, maybe it's because we think, well, he is human after all. Maybe it's because he had something important to say, although he usually did, even without the anger. So let's think about how we've been conditioned to read this story. Usually, I think we hear it preached about temple domination. So the temple dominating the little person. And I mean, really, we've also been conditioned to think, you know, well, what would you expect of those nasty Pharisees? Who, of course, probably weren't nasty Pharisees. Look what the preaching has done to the woman with the two little coins. That these two tiny coins really weren't good enough by any social standards. But the gospel didn't say that. Jesus noticed what she was putting in and he told it differently. Amy Jill Levine offers this perspective. One might see the story of the poor widow as praising the temple system in that it provides opportunities for the poor as well as the rich, women as well as men, Pharisee as well as tax collector, to participate. She had a place she could feel like she was making a difference, a contribution. And after all, Jesus asks his disciples to give up all and follow him. That's what he told the rich young man who found it too difficult. So why would he see that it was too much to ask that woman to give her all? What was he angry about? Keep in mind, sacrifice was an integral part of Jewish life. They needed to be able to buy animals, doves, sheep, cattle, others, that they needed to offer for sacrifice. So here they were, Jews from all around the area coming to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, that great feast where they celebrate the defeat of slavery. They couldn't carry animals or bring animals with them, so they needed to buy them at the temple. So there they were waiting for them, all these animals. Imagine what the temple looked like and smelt like and what the noise was like. The money changers were vital in the process because the folk coming into Jerusalem needed to change their coins into temple coins. Like when we go to another country and we need to change our cash into the local currency, because the temple coins had no images on them, as Moses had said would be the case. So they brought their coins, they got changed, and they were able to buy the animal that they needed. Now, this area of money changing and buying of animals was set up outside the main part of the temple in the court of the Gentiles, and it wasn't where the Jewish people worshipped. So AJ Levine says that perhaps Caiaphas had moved the animals and the money changing from outside the temple walls into this spot here. And that was a change people weren't happy about. Others suggest that the area in the court of the Gentiles had overflowed into the women's court. And so they were denied a space for worship. Jesus was worried about the justice for people coming into the temple and having a place to worship. He wanted to give back to those what was rightfully theirs, even the Gentiles, because in the temple there was a space for everybody to worship. Worship is for all. So maybe Jesus was making a point about changing old laws for the new covenant. Whereas animal sacrifice had been the thing, the way that the Jewish people showed devotion, sought forgiveness, worshipped God, this was to no longer be the case. Jesus was about to take care of business on the cross. He was to make the ultimate sacrifice. No more would we need coins or people or customs or rituals. They were no longer going to come between us and God. Jesus is the gate, the door, the way to the God who is love. No wonder the establishment was upset. Jesus spoke truth to power. So where does this fit into our church now, today? Does that mean the church isn't needed, that we enter into God directly through Jesus? I don't think so. The church is now the body of Christ in the world today. Jesus told us where two or three gather, he's with us. God works through the church. But the church does not control access to God. Ron Rollheiser tells us that nobody, no individual, no temple, no church, no institution ultimately sits between you and God and can say, you need to go through us. In the past, all religious coinage had to be transferred into their particular coinage, since in their belief, they controlled access to God. Jesus tries to cleanse us of any attitude or practice that would enshrine that belief. Is this gospel beckoning us to the Samaritan woman at the well, which is an alternative gospel for this Sunday in Lent for those participating in the RCIA process? This is the longest recorded conversation between Jesus and anyone, and it's also about worshipping God. The Samaritan nameless woman challenges, questions, answers back, speaks truth to power, sought justice, and responded to love, not rules. And then she went and told the others, presumably men, that Jesus is the answer. So from both those Gospels, from the third Sunday of Lent, we learn there's no need to change our coins. There is nothing between us and God. We are all worthy, invited, precious, and loved. And we are called to overturn tables, challenge, and change the world.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and the Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and the Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.